We continue on with Lord's Day number 12, questions 31 and 32, asking, when we just made confession of faith concerning we believe in Christ. And so what do you mean by Christ? What is it that we understand? And so question 31, I'll read the question, please read responsibly. Why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit, and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. But why are you called a Christian? Because by faith I am a member of Christ, and thus a partaker of his anointing, in order that I may also confess his name, may present myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, and with a free conscience may fight against sin and the death in this life, and hereafter in eternity reign with him over all creatures. This particular teaching focusing on, or this insight focusing on, the offices of Christ as prophet, as priest, and as king. I think the person who I think pointed this out many years ago and in great detail was John Calvin. If you ever want to read on that, pick up his Institutes of the Christian Religion. I really appreciate this insight. When we look in the Old Testament, we see many, many prophets, don't we? Not only prophets that had visions, seers, if you will, but even prophets that you would not normally think of as prophets. For example, God refers to Abraham as my prophet. Peter refers to David as a prophet. And so we have prophets in the Old Testament. We have prophets in the New Testament as well. We have teachers in the Old Testament, like Ezra. We've been looking at Ezra the teacher. And ultimately, as the Lord Jesus Christ, all of those prophets, all of those teachers, all of those messengers, all of those who brought the word of God to bear on men and women, boys and girls, were all pictures and types pointing to the word of God, Jesus Christ. He is our chief prophet and teacher. And all that went before him, and even those that came after, all point to him. And so notice the statement is, we believe that he has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption. We have it today. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God and the work of the Spirit who brings that to our understanding, remembrance, and application. It is he who sent the Spirit to be our comforter and to be our teacher, the one who abides with us. But Jesus is more, even more than that. We go on to say, he is, listen, it says, our only high priest. But yet he was not of the order of Levi. He was not of the order of Aaron. But yet, Scripture says that he was a greater high priest than Aaron. He was a greater high priest than the Aaronic priesthood. His priesthood is based on who comes and flows from Melchizedek. This priesthood is an eternal priesthood. He is the only high priest. And all the priests and all of the sacrifices and the tabernacle and the temple and the altar and all of that all pointed to Jesus. Jesus is the high priest and Jesus is the sacrifice and Jesus is the altar. He is the fulfillment of all those things. And so he, by the one sacrifice of his body, where's that in the Bible? Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father. Even now, he is our intercessor right now. And even more so, he is also our eternal king. And as we look today, we're going to be considering the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, also referred to as Palm Sunday today. We celebrate the revelation, the declaration of the kingship of Jesus Christ. He is our king. He is our eternal king who governs us by his word and spirit. He governs us now, not someday, but now. Heaven rules earth now. And so he will defend us. He will preserve us in the redemption obtained for us. There we have that understanding that because he is king, he will accomplish what he began. We have the already accomplished and the not yet already. We are secure in him because he is almighty king, because he is the priest that offered all that was necessary, because he is the one who's revealed the will of God. And so we have the privilege of being identified with him. We have the name of Christ. If you've been baptized, you have had the name of Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit placed upon you. You have been identified with, by God, with God. And so that identification says that you are a member. It says a member of Christ. And we partake of the anointing of Christ. We partake of the work of the Spirit in our lives. We have the Holy Spirit abiding with us. And he is working in us as he worked with Christ. Jesus said, greater works would you do than I. And so we are anointed. We are partakers of the anointing. And so what do? How are you called and how do you fulfill the role of a prophet? By confessing his name before men. You did that earlier today. And by our lives and by our words, we confess his name. We identify ourselves as with the Lord Jesus Christ. And more importantly, as he identifies himself with you. You are his child. You are his precious possession. You are the most beloved thing or person in the universe. You're greater than the things of the earth. For Jesus laid down his life. Secondly, you are called to be a priest. You have been called to be part of the priesthood of all believers. And so we present ourselves as living sacrifices unto him. Notice that, our living sacrifices of thankfulness because of what he's done for us. So that our whole lives are now dedicated for his glory, his pleasure, his purpose, as Paul declares in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or your rational worship. And finally, we are called. We have been given freedom in Christ. We've been delivered from darkness. And now we fight with a free conscience, freed from sin, freed from dominion of sin, to fight against sin and the devil in this life. And we look forward to that eternity, where we will reign with him over all creatures. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.